Welcome to the Pimp for Podcast channel. Let's face it, all firms want to crush their next CAS audit, addressing any gaps in their systems and processes in time for their firm's formal CAS audit. But actually, achieving these goals can sometimes be a different story. Well, help is at hand. Catherine Lehman, co-founder and lead trainer on the Pimp for CAS Academy, and Priscilla Gaudois, head of risk and compliance at software provider WallGuard, explain how Pimp for member firms can crush their CAS audit goals each and every time. Catherine, over to you.
Crushing your next audit is a good question. I think what I would suggest to people to do is three things. I would allocate somebody to manage the auditors. That really helps because that means that you've got someone tracking their requests, tracking your responses to their requests, and that makes that whole kind of paper trail, audit trail a lot easier to manage. It also means that there's somebody managing the time as well. I've found when I've done that, you can end up in a situation where it's much clearer where you are in the process, where and clearer for the audit team as well, where they are in the process. And you can be in a position where you start chasing them up for answers on things as well. So the other thing I'd recommend thinking about doing is before the audit starts, having an opening meeting with the auditors to talk about what are they going to focus on this year. Because as we know, the scope of the audit is very clear. It's set out in the rules. There's certain things that they can cover, certain things they don't need to cover. But actually, what are they going to cover this year for your particular audit? Great question to ask them. And then the other thing I suggest, and I sort of inferred in point two, actually, is holding an opening meeting, but thinking about who's going to be there. So when you have that open meeting and say, this is our audit for the year ahead, make sure the audit team are involving their CAS technical person. Make sure they're involving their partner. And at that meeting, explain your business to them. Because very often when they go and write up the opinion, you get this flurry of kind of findings against you. And that's largely because they've conferred internally and spoken to the CAS technical person, who generally doesn't know anything about your business and doesn't understand and won't have been privy to those conversations where you've explained this is how it works in our company. So I think that's well worth doing.
Some of the challenges facing firms relate to time commitment and the resourcing of audits. And for me, it's all about treating those audits like a project and having the same rigour around preparation. We all know that the CAS audit will happen every year. So let's get ready straight away. That means there are a few items to have on your checklist from day one. And this is my list. Number one, have a key contact point for our firm. Someone who is well organised, understands the importance of a CAS audit, has good interpersonal skills, who can act as the liaison point between the firm and its auditor. Someone who has the ability to track multiple requests and their responses and can help to reduce any delays and avoid prolonging the audit. That leads me on to the second item, lessons learned. Whenever I complete a project, I always reflect on what happened and what improvements could be made. That leads me on to the third point. What information did you provide last year? What was the source of that information and how easy was it to retrieve? If you can identify any particular sticky points, perhaps it's getting information from group functions or third-party suppliers. Well, perhaps we need to get into them early, give them a clear communication about what's happening, when it's happening, and try and get their commitment to deliver on time. So point number four for me is communication, making sure that everyone who's likely to be involved in the CAS audit knows that it is happening, understands what they need to provide and when. So clear communication is vital. And my fifth point is availability. The audit happens every year, so what has changed since last year? Have you had a particular breach? Have you changed third parties, custodians? Perhaps you need more explanation as to what's happened in the business. If so, make sure that relevant people are around to discuss it with the auditor. So that means getting dates in the diaries early on, or at least flagging those dates so a well-versed deputy can step in if need be. So those are my tips. Try to anticipate and be prepared. It won't solve all of your CAS issues, but it's likely to facilitate the process.
Pimfer, in partnership with compliance consultant Catherine Lehman and client money and asset reporting software providers WallGuard, have developed the Pimfer CAS Academy to help firms arrest the rising cost of CAS audits. Find out more by heading over to the learning section of our website, pinfer.co.uk.